Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Valley Forge Military Academy will close following the conclusion of the 2025-2026 academic year. The VFMA Board of Trustees making that announcement today, saying the Academy will continue to operate through May 30th of next year, culminating in the graduation of the 98th Corps of Cadets. The board says shifting enrollment patterns and rising costs have made it difficult to sustain the program. It says its staff will work with each family to help with the transition to another school, and that all seniors who complete the academic year will graduate with a VFMA diploma. Now, leadership at Valley Forge Military Academy also indicating their decision has no impact on the separately governed and accredited Valley Forge Military College. Philip Norcross, brother of George and Donald, has made an offer to buy Wonderland Pier in Ocean City. A family spokesman says the offer is for $25 million to buy the iconic boardwalk site and turn it into luxury townhouses. Now, through the spokesperson, Norcross says this is a great opportunity to redevelop Wonderland Pier and maintain Ocean City as America's greatest family resort. He hopes this will ensure the next generation of families can build memories as his family has. Now, City Council recently rejected Icona Resort's proposal for a hotel there, and there is another reported offer to build mixed-use amusement area and low-rise housing. It's unclear when any further decisions will be made.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.